You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is June 23rd, 2023, and I am your host, Trish Holmes, delivering today's headlines. 1. City of Barrie backs down after threatening drastic measures against the homeless population. 2. GRT fares increasing, as was decided by Regional Council in February. 3. Long-standing health centers merge. 4. The Acorn March happened Sunday, June 18th, and brought attention to an attempt to renovate at least 20 Kitchener residents by Mississauga investor landlord. To the headlines in full. The City of Barrie backs down after threatening drastic measures against the homeless population. The Barrie City Council tried to push anti-homeless legislation through at a meeting this week, but backed down due to the strong countrywide backlash. That backlash included the legal precedent set in the Superior Court case of the Regional Municipality of Waterloo versus Persons Unknown and to be Ascertained, 2023, which blocked the eviction of people living at the Victoria and Weber encampment in Kitchener. The Barrie bylaw would have prohibited anyone from sharing food, water, tents, or any other survival items with people experiencing homelessness. People caught disobeying the bylaw could have faced fines of up to $100,000. I talked to Rob Romanek of Engage Barrie, and he explained the situation.
Basically, as far as I understand it, they want to rule out any kind of encampment and put in legal or bylaws so that if somebody is having an encampment, the Barrie police can come in and just remove them. This looks like they're opening their doors for litigation, and then the amount of news that this is, media coverage this is getting now, and, when the Canadian Human Rights Commission gets involved, I think it's a pretty serious matter.
The bylaw was a little vague, and it left people wondering about the meaning of certain words.
And in the bylaw, they clearly, because the question was like, well, do they mean just on parks? Do they mean, what is city property? And there's a FAQ that they have up. And they define, it's just city property is sidewalks, street corners. It's like, you can't hand this out. And it's also unclear whether this is, as an organization, you can't do this, as an individual. It seems that anybody, it seems that they can, the wording is, to me, so unclear as to, it's like, they could, say, oh, you can give a granola bar to somebody. It's like, but your wording makes it sound like I can't. As an individual.
If you remember earlier this year, using Section 7 of the Charter of Rights, which is that everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of the person, and the right not to be deprived thereof except in accordance with the principles of fundamental justice, the Ontario Superior Court rejected the Region of Waterloo's application to evict individuals encamped on region-owned property at Victoria and Weber, due to the region's belief that those individuals were in breach of a local bylaw and that the charter did not apply. But the judge for the case in Superior Court disagreed, pointing to prior litigation. A future story on the situation is upcoming and will feature this in more detail. 2. GRT fares increasing, as was decided by Regional Council in February. GRT fares are increasing on July 1st, thanks to Regional Council, who voted for the increase. The cash fare will go up 14% to $3.75. Stored value payment will be $2.98. Monthly passes will be $92. These fare increases, which are a hardship during a cost of living crisis, were approved during the same Strategic Planning and Budget Committee that gave the Waterloo Regional Police Service a budget increase of almost $18 million from last year. All the while, the police have had surplus budgets, the least of which was $2.1 million for 4 of the last 5 years. There were 3 councillors who dissented against the motion, and they are Doug Craig, Colleen James, and Rob Dutchman. 3. Long-standing health centres merge. Sanctuary Refugee Health Centre and Kitchener Downtown Community Health Centre officially merged under a new name last Monday. They are now called Community Health Caring Kitchener Waterloo. The centers, which are focused on helping marginalized communities, are located at either end of downtown. One clinic is at 44 Francis Street South in Kitchener, on Francis between Charles and Joseph in the Tannery Building, And the second is at 310 King Street East in Kitchener, which is at King and Cedar, the same building as the farmers market downtown. Community Health Caring's website is healthcaringkw.org, or they are on Instagram at healthcaringkw. 4. The Acorn March happened Sunday, June 18th, and brought attention to an attempt to renovate at least 20 Kitchener residents by Mississauga investor landlord. The protest had good attendance and drew attention to Mississauga's Mike Beers, investor landlord, who has moved to renovate more than 20 Kitchener residents from their homes. Marching from the Fairway Ion Station to 267 Trainer Avenue, the protest was backed by Acorn and attended by a wide variety of people. Maribel, who was leading the tenants at 267 Trainer and is a representative of Acorn, told me about the march.
We're very happy and very lucky to have the community support, and here is Acorn in the Waterloo region, who gives us emotional support, giving us education, giving us, you know, the reassurance that, oh, we have your back, and, you know, we're gonna fight for you, we'll shout for, you know, for you. The rally on Sunday turned out really good. I mean, I was overwhelmed with the people joined us. It melted my heart, actually. I was not expecting a lot of people there, but because it's Father's Day, so we were expecting only, you know, a certain number, and I was really happy to see double of the numbers that we were expecting. And yeah, it was really nice to see being united with the community and seeing that, oh, we can do this, the strength of the numbers. You know what I mean? Like, and even my neighbors who are, because we're all exhausted in this process, right? It's very emotionally draining. So most of the tenants here are losing their hopes, right? And in the process, it's kind of like discouraging. But when they see that, oh, we have a community supporting us and people are cheering for us, then they kind of feel a little bit better. Sunday, my neighbors in the building, yeah, they were very happy to see that, oh, Acorn is really here for us, and they feel stronger, right?
You have been listening to headlines for Friday, June 23rd, 2023, from CKMS News on 102.7 Radio Waterloo. This is Trish Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. This program is part of a local journalism initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archive versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all of the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. Have a good day.